You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, we've got Tom. Is Tom on the line?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
All right, Wanda flubbed your intro music, Tom. Sorry about that.
Wanda can't work and think and do... Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Wanda. You had 2 hours, girlfriend. Come on. We'll get you on the second one, Tom. Don't worry about it. So, hey, what's happening?
It's all good. But first, I was going to say it's too bad that you guys don't get fired up for your show.
Yeah, we don't have any excitement here
going. I like to see a little enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, you know, we're never fired up. That's what happens. You know, we're coming from Miami where we're run by, you know, a Cuban coffee and Gatorade. What do you expect?
Well, I was actually... In your neck of the woods, I was in Palm Beach last week for a family office conference and really enjoyed the great weather. And I'm back in Chicago. I went to the Blackhawks game last night and saw a stunning shootout victory with, I don't know how many shots in the shootout, but it's the longest one I've ever seen live. So it's just a fun game to watch.
So you're all fired up too then?
It's all good.
Hey, all right. And hey, by the way, thanks for the intro to Dave and the rest of the team up there. I've really been enjoying my time meeting with the Spearhead folks. They're awesome.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, we are. We're going to try to do some things together. I introduced them to somebody today. So it's really an exciting time as you know, we continue to do stuff. So, Tom, tell me this. Uncle Sam's pointing a finger. He wants me. He wants my money. Now, they say everybody's getting a tax cut, but there's still a whole lot of things that people have to consider. Mortgage interest rate reduction, retirement savings, how it'll affect the whole economy. There, is that enough of a ball of wax for you to chew on?
Yeah, well, you know, we got busy, and I think most people who do tax or estate or business planning got busy in the fourth quarter, and there's been no let-up. So it's going to be a frenetic year for people to do planning because there's so many opportunities. So in terms of those comments about the cuts really are pretty much across the board. So from a big picture standpoint, somewhere between 94 to 95% of all taxpayers are paying less. And of course, the media you know, keeps saying, well, you know, the biggest cuts went to the rich. It benefits the rich. That's because the rich are the only ones that are paying any taxes for the most part, the middle class and the wealthy. In fact, the data, the real live data is such that as we sit here today, this law is going to greatly increase the number of people that pay no tax to well over 50%. So well over the 50% of the American population is paying nothing. Right now, the top 20% of taxpayers pay about 75% of all taxes. The top 1% pay 50% of all income taxes, and more than the bottom 90% combined. And by contrast, to put this in perspective, in 1979, the top 1% paid only 18%. So in less than 40 years, they've picked up the tax burden of 32% of the rest of the country. So they're very big numbers. So all but 5 or 6% of the top 1% got a cut, but frankly, they're the ones paying all the taxes. And the net result of this, in general, should be some really good things. So I am encouraged. Job numbers have been strong. I think inversions will slow down. There'll be fewer people expatriating and leaving the country. More businesses will consider locating here. Money's coming back into the country, both from U.S. businesses and foreign businesses. So I think it's very encouraging, but there's definitely some things that we can focus on to do some even better planning. So really three areas are of interest. One is income tax planning opportunities. The second are business planning opportunities. And the third are estate planning opportunities. And I'll take them in that order if that's okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so probably my biggest disappointment in the act, I think they made a mistake in repealing what they call the SALT tax, the state and local tax deductions.
Right.
They're now limited to $10,000, which certainly does not go very far in a tax where, you know, you've got states where the real estate tax on a $1 million home is $30,000, right? And the state income tax is 15. And so people in those blue states that are desperate for revenue, and these also tend to be the top GDP states. So these are states that inordinately pay in huge amounts of money to the government, and at the same time, they don't get back anywhere near the amount they pay in. So I've heard a lot of, you know, moaning and groaning from, you know, certain states saying, oh, these big states, you know, the big states are paying all the revenue and the rest of the country is benefiting. But in part, those big GDP states are the ones that have the high taxes. And that's where the taxpayers really got hurt. So people from, you know, Illinois, California, New York, Connecticut, Maryland, there's about 10 states that fall in that basket. And they really got hurt. So those deductions are going to hurt them. And that's why I'm going to be in that 5 to 6% of people who actually pay more taxes. So unfortunately, my taxes went up, but for most of my clients, it went down. So on the income tax side, I don't like the SALT provision. That's probably the worst thing they did, in my opinion. Most of the other things, I think, are pretty good. And I think the cuts are good, and they're very generous. One big opportunity are the Act limited effective January 1st. There are no longer miscellaneous itemized deductions. And these are expenses that fall in a category for the production or preservation of income. So these are things like tax planning, tax preparation, investment advice, investment consultants, investment research, investment investigations, investment education, safe deposit box, you know, home QuickBooks program, asset protection. There's about 80 deductions that fall in that category, and they're gone. They're just completely gone. So in the past, they were subject to limitations based on income. They were subject to phase-out for some taxpayers, and the Pease Amendment would further limit it for additional group of taxpayers. So they had lots of limits on them. Well, now they're just gone. The opportunity here is that people who have enough assets under management to constitute a family office, they've got an opportunity to get those kind of deductions if they're structured properly. So there's a big planning opportunity for family offices to not lose all those deductions where the rest of us are going to lose them. With respect to some of the other items that I think are very interesting, on the business side, bringing back the opportunity to repatriate money at these very reduced rates, 15.5% on cash and 8% on non-cash, that's a game changer. And that's going to allow money to come back here for all kinds of reasons and hopefully slow down inversions of companies leaving the country. And, you know, Chicago's lost a couple, you know, Fortune 100 companies as a result of that, the previous levels of very high corporate taxation. So this is really a good thing long-term. And it won't pay off overnight, but I think the long-term results are very significant. The two big opportunities for businesses are, first, this rather magical depreciation allowance, full recovery or expensing of assets acquired after September 27th of last year all the way up to January 1 of 2023 is a huge deal, and there's a slow phase-out between 2024 and 2027. So that means if you buy $300,000 of equipment, you may have to write that equipment off over 4, 15, depending on what it is, years, and now you can expense it up front. So it provides a real encouragement to build the business, grow the business, buy better equipment, newer equipment, more efficient equipment, expand the business, and it will do just that. Over the course of history, whenever every country that's put in these kinds of provisions has built up its infrastructure, its manufacturing capacity, it's a boom to businesses, and that's exactly what they're going to do. So I'm very pleased with that provision, but that's the opportunity. For those who have businesses out there, there's a time to kick things up a notch and purchase assets that will change the business and really make a difference in your productivity, now is the time to do it. The other big opportunity relates to the ability to get this 20% deduction for pass-through entities. So the corporation rate for C corporations, think of large public corporations are most of those, but certainly there are private C corporations as well. That's a corporation that pays double tax. It's not a conduit. So it pays tax once, then if it distributes dividends, you pay tax again on it. So it's a inefficient vehicle for tax purposes, but that's the price you pay for being a C corporation. Well, now with the rate of 21%, that puts us around the middle of the pack in the world. So I believe the OECD average is about 20.5%. I think the world average is about 22%. So I would like to have seen this a little lower. 2018, 19 would have been better. But this at least makes us halfway competitive. And there are certainly much better countries. But this will stop a whole bunch of companies from leaving the country. It will encourage others to form here or not divert their revenue out of the United States. So this is a true game changer and visionary. And I think this was proposed years ago. It didn't originate with the Trump administration. But this has been out there for a long time. And this administration finally got it done. So this is a good thing long-term for all of us, and that money's going to come back and benefit the shareholders, you know, widows, orphans, and pension plans that own these companies. They're all owned by our 401ks and IRAs. It'll benefit the employees who have a chance of getting better benefits and bonuses. It'll help the companies because they can build up and compete effectively on a global stage. So that's a game changer. I'm absolutely thrilled about that. And then probably the biggest opportunity I see is on the estate and gift side, where they made some very, very significant changes.
Tom, can we take a break? We're going to come back. I want to talk about the estate tax. I also want to talk about the impact on small businesses and S-corps, because a lot of the people down in Miami, they have small businesses, S-corps, and I want to understand how this is going to help them out too. So, Tom, stick with us. We'll talk about the estate tax impact. We're all our high net worth folks. And we'll also talk about S-Corp, which is basically the small private businesses. Tom, can you hang with us and do that extra segment?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, well, let's go. We got to get this in and get it out because we got Tom Handler holding, and time is money.
Dig what we all say.